I just want to ask answer your question directly. Listen to, it's a great point you're raising, what you find by the curses and blessings. The thing is that you actually find this in many different sources. On the one hand, many sources such as Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Al Malekah, which means there's no such thing as any reward to mitzvahs in this world. Everything's only for the next world. Whilst at the same time, many sources, like you're saying, even if you're reading the Shema itself, it speaks about it. And if you do that, then you'll get rewarded in this world, and you'll get the rain and all the different things like that. So how does one reconcile that? How does also one reconcile this with the fact that many great tzaddikim suffered tremendously over all the years? You look at David HaMelech, he was the pinnacle of just every form of suffering. His own son, his father-in-law, and everyone of all, his whole life, literally chasing and trying to kill him. I'm sure you're a bit familiar with the stories. The most incredible, tremendous trauma that he went through. And he was, one of the biggest tzaddikim ever to exist, and many, many, many others. So how do we reconcile all that? The truth of the matter is that we don't have a full understanding of the whole picture. It's a very complicated picture. Hashem is painting, and only Hashem understands the A to Z of everything, how it works. A simple answer of how some answer this particular question that you're asking, even though there are different approaches, is that number one, it's referring to the curses and the blessings are referring to the whole Am Yisrael. It's not referring to individuals. That, there's many different reasons why a person can get depressing or cursed. And sometimes it could be a blessing when a person gets a curse. It could be that only because they're supposed to go through a certain thing that they're going to have the greatest next world life, or for some other reason, something beyond our calculation, we don't understand. It definitely does not have to be assumed that it's like the Gemara itself says. It could be Yisur InshaAlav. It could be just because Hashem loves a person that he's sending them suffering. That certainly could be. But then how do you reconcile that with the fact that there's this whole parasha of curses, etc., and says that that will happen if a person does the wrong thing? So again, some explain that's referring to the whole Jewish people as a nation, where generally for the Jewish people, things will go terribly if the Jewish people generally are doing the wrong thing, and whereas the opposite, hopefully, is true. If we're doing the right thing, then generally it will go right. That's one point. And some also explain that what's the whole point of these curses, just like you mentioned before, curses and blessings, everything ultimately is in Olam Haba, which we know. All the Sfarim teach that one moment in Olam Haba is much greater than all the pleasures in this world. One moment of suffering in the next world is much greater and more intense than all the suffering in this world put together. So then how does one reconcile that with the fact that it does seem to be that there is reward and punishment in this world? And some explain that as it's just that when a person has reward in this world, they now have more of a Menuchas Nefesh, of a space, of inner peace, to be able to focus on the real things that can be devoted towards earning the next world. Whereas a person's suffering their whole life and focusing on that, then they have to be busy with that. But again, that's just to explain your question in a technical way. In practice, how we translate it into our own lives, the only reason we suffer is because Hashem wants us to. And there's so many reasons that that can be. Yes, sometimes it could be to wake up a person. That's certainly an idea, doing something wrong. But many, many times, and certainly would seem to be the indication, obviously I'm not a prophet, I can't say, but it would seem to be in your case, where just such intense suffering, a little girl starting from there, and just for so long and not knowing where to go and what to do, and just so intense, that there's obviously something much deeper, special in the Shammah. That has to go through this for the sake of who knows what, for the sake of many neshamas, for the sake of Am Yisrael. Sometimes the biggest neshamas have to go through this suffering. And again, yes, in the bigger picture, one day we'll look back and be like, it was all worth it, obviously, but we could never ever choose that for ourselves.